Yeah.
So guess it.
What happened, Martin Luther King?
I didn't call you back on it. 4 o'clock when he finally called back. But the whole arrangement is this, that they will march. They'll march at the same point they were. They'll sing and pray for less than an hour and then disperse peacefully. Wallace says he will maintain law and order. He doesn't know what will happen to the rowdies and Tufts, but he will maintain law and order. He said he's talking about calling up the National Guard, which we don't want him to do. The way we suggested to Ellington that he handle it is to say that he's just talking as an individual, but he knows that the telegrams and everything have been flowing in to Washington urging the president to do something, and that if Wallace calls up the National Guard to halt the march, it'll only increase the pressure on Justice to use the National Guard to protect the marchers. So Ellington is at this very moment talking to Wallace. And that's where it stands. Very tenuous, but that's it.
Why wouldn't they go with what they agreed on earlier? Join the court, and then send
he says that his
left wingers. Who is he now?
King says his left wingers will not let the day go by without some symbol of a march. With all these people pouring in there, he's just got to establish that they have the principle at least to march. And the pressure was just too much, he claims, from that side. Katzenbach told me about 7 that he talked to him again and that he was very fearful for his life and he really wanted out of it, but that he couldn't get out of it, at least a token march around Selma at this time. We'll start at 11 o'clock our time, and the best we can do now is just hope that Wallace will be true to his word and that King will break them up peacefully after 35 or 40 minutes of singing and praying.
Well, now, what are we doing in the way of federal people there?
We have more than the usual number of FBI agents, and that's about it. The question is, should extra marshals go in there? And there's a bad and good side to that. The bad side is that any effort to put a federal presence in there will only likely cause Wallace to feel that he's being pressured and confronted, and he might go in the wrong direction. The problem is that if there are no more federal presence there than the FBI and John Doerr, how does it look if things go wrong? And we've done nothing more than that. Risk on either side. I think Katzenbach leans to just doing nothing more than what we're doing right now because of the delicate nature of the agreement.
Shouldn't we have something to say about it this morning?
Let me talk to Katzenbach. You mean that? Yes, I think so, Mr. President. I think we would say that Katzenbach has gone in as a friend of the court, and that you very much hope that this will go into the court, and that favorable resolution will be achieved that way. Katzenbach want to say something a little stronger, and then come out strong for voting and the right to vote and the protection of the rights of the individual and the use of the courts and the federal government to enforce the court's decision, because Wallace indicated yesterday, in fact, he said he wanted this to go into the courts. But Nick and I will work on a statement and have it before too long.
Okay, I'd have it for sure when George.
All right. I'll get it time, though, for you to look at carefully.
Okay.
Thank you.